Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Oh, I got Paul Hall coming up here on Entertainment. Fred, a couple of days ago, and I never played this audio, there was a hearing on Capitol Hill with mothers who were expressing deep, deep concern about their children who had literally fallen in love with chatbots, had like relationships with chatbots,
well,
right?
It was even worse than that. These chatbots, they had a relationship with them. In some way, but they would say, you know, words, they would get suicidal, the humans.
From the influence.
And yeah. The chatbot would be like, encourage it.
Yeah, right. So it's frightening. And we're going to have George Rosenthal from Throttle that sort of explain that in the next hour. Ted Dabrowski is going to swing by for a visit. He is a Republican in Illinois that's just announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination for governor. There may be a crowded field on the Republican side, but Ted's got some money, and he is a serious player. Plus, Senator Jason Plummer, who I know pretty well, is behind the efforts. He's his campaign chair, so we'll get to know Ted here. That is, you know, look, that primary is only 6 months away in Illinois. Believe it or not, it'll be here before you know it. Paul Hall's here from Common Guy Films to talk some entertainment. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well on a Friday afternoon. Are you surviving the Chiefs right now, Mark? I just want to know.
I am, because my expectations were, look, I figured they'd be 0-2 after last weekend. I really did. I have some great deep concerns unless they can. I was watching Tyreek Hill last night. I'd heard some rumors that they were thinking about trading for him, and I'd love to have Tyreek Hill back. But are they going to lose to the Giants? Good Lord, I hope not. But, you know.
I hope not.
It's in New York, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the Giants.
I know, but it's also the NFL, and these things. Everyone thought, and look, it looked for a while like the Bills were going to blow out the Dolphins last night, and that game was still close and winnable if it wasn't for a pick late in the game. All right, what do you want to start with here?
Let's keep talking football. The new movie Him is in theaters now.
I don't think I have a bite for that, so tell us about it.
Well, it's who is that guy? Who is the GOAT when it comes to football? He is the one. He is him. Shall we say. Now, how do you get to become the GOAT in football? You got to work hard. You got to stay out of trouble. You got to always produce. This is a story about a guy who goes through what should be a season-ending injury, played by Marlon Wayans, and comes back and wins eight titles. Eight titles. I mean, wow. I think we're kind of comparing to what? Tom Brady
Sounds
at this
like
point,
or
getting
it
close?
Yeah, it has to be.
But how did he get there? Who's behind him? And what about this new kid that's coming out, Cade, that wants to take his job and become him? And what is the process of becoming him? I use the title very frequently in what I'm using to describe it as because, let's just put it this way. It's not just hard work in this case that they go through. They go through a rigorous training plan, the two together, and you find out there's more behind the scenes, what many people might say, selling their soul to go ahead and get work done.
So is this kind of like is there a little bit of a horror? It sounds like there's a horror angle to this, right?
100%.
Okay,
you don't go
right.
to see this if you don't want to see something scary. That him aspect, of course, refers to something else. I'll leave you to go see it if you want to. A lot of people don't want to. I get that. It's one of these movies that I can't give you a good recommendation one way or another. Parts of this movie I really was engrossed in and wanted to see kind of how hard they pushed on certain things. And then the ending went a little too far for me, got kind of over the top. Where does it go after the movie? I don't know. There probably is a sequel somewhere. in this. But where it goes from there, I don't know. I think people are going to come out confused because if you're a football fan, which is what they're gearing towards, do you really believe you sell your soul to become the best at the game?
No, only Roger Goodell did that.
Sorry. And, you know, I have this deep-seated hatred for Marlon Wayans, Paul. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I don't.
He's the only damn guy, like, in my entire life. Now, this happens less frequently now because I'm older, Jane, but Marlon Wayans is literally the only guy that came in here and he called my age, like, exactly. I think I was 52 at the time, and I've always, until recently, looked younger than my age, and he nailed it. And he goes, well, you look young, but you have a chicken neck. That's what he told me. He actually said that live on the radio. No, I like him. He was awesome.
That's
I really
hilarious.
Liked Marlon Wayans. Well, it was pretty funny. That goes back about 8 or 9 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I started last night, and I'm very curious. I don't know if you've seen it, Paul. Black Rabbit.
I thought I could pay these guys back at a sure thing.
How much do you owe him, Vince?
Big number.
What do you think happens? You don't pay back a loan for 3 years.
It's such a big number for you, big deals.
Here's the Black Rabbit.
So I decided to press go on this last night. I think sure. You may have mentioned it last week. I knew Jude Law was in it, but I didn't know anything else. So I pressed go. Becky went to sleep. I was staying up a little bit later with the puppy. I had forgotten, if I did know, I had forgotten that Jason Bateman plays one of the key roles in this. And I'm looking at the character. I'm like, who is that? What's Jason Bateman? But it looks nothing like Jason Bateman.
He's so great,
it's
though.
An interesting role for him. Jane, you've seen some of this as well?
Yes. I love both of them.
Explain the concept. This seems like really good work from Jude Law, just in you know the 30 minutes that I've watched him halfway through that first episode.
Yeah, so it's two brothers. One comes back to New York to be with his other brother. He's the kind of the delinquent, the one that always messes up.
Jason Bateman
That
is.
One is Jason Bateman.
Right.
He comes back into the picture of Jude Law, who's a restaurant owner. A restaurant that we're learned to believe real quick that the two of them may have built together
right.
along the way. But it's the two of them navigating the world of the underground in New York, the forces that are behind a lot of things, and it's bringing that turbulent life into someone who's trying to be kind of top of the heap. And it's that weird relationship between them. It goes and develops into this really cool thriller that I enjoyed. I enjoyed this one from pretty much start to finish.
How many episodes?
8 episodes
okay.
on this one. So you're going to have to invest a little bit of time. But as Netflix tends to do, they dropped all 8 at once. So you can do it now if you want to see it and enjoy
I'll
it
be
all
binging.
Weekend.
Good.
I'll be
yeah.
binging.
I think I'll be. I stopped because, you know, I don't know. You and Joe probably do the same thing. But I watch some shows separately from Becky, and there's a lot of shows that we watch together.
Yes.
And after watching it, I'm like, oh, this is one I think we need to watch together. So I was going to try to tell her to catch up and see if we can watch that one. So I liked it quite a bit on Netflix. We talked earlier this afternoon. Both of us have seen the Charlie Sheen doc we talked about last
Loved
week.
It.
I thought it was exceptionally entertaining. You know, entertaining is very sad in many ways as well. But, you know, the whole approach to the doc is you forget how big of an entertainment force he was at that time. And it's fascinating because he comes off an audition that he's late to and he thinks he's not going to get the gig in that scene in Ferris Bueller. Jen Gray's a friend, calls him, actually talks to John Hughes, the director, say, hey, I think that Charlie would be really good for this role. His brother is a much bigger star at this time, but that changes everything. That little scene in Ferris Bueller changed everything
it really
for
did.
Charlie
Isn't
Sheen.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is when you think about it, especially because he was late. And I think John Hughes was late for his own shoot, so it didn't mean as much that he was late, right?
You were spot on in the basically observation that Nick Cage is the one you really want to see.
I know. I mean, seriously, I didn't realize. I mean, and he was very open about the fact that that's where he turned.
Yeah, someone needs to do a Nick Cage documentary. Yes, that's one of my takeaways.
I did a press conference with him last year with his family in the room, and it was a very different guy than obviously he was at that point. The kids were running around. It was really cool to see. He was a great dude. So
with
I
Nick,
enjoyed
you mean?
That a lot. Yeah, with Nick.
Yeah, I've never interviewed him before or Sheen. So yeah, but Nick Cage is a fascinating guy. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. All right, what else you got this weekend?
Let's mention a couple other things. One, you have to look. I know Ronnie's has it in limited format. A new movie called Xeno hits theaters. It's very limited in its release. I think when they did the Hollywood pitch meeting, they said, okay, we're going to give you E.T. meets Alien with the creature coming into play. It's kind of a darker, different version of an alien coming to life and making a friend on Earth. But this creature is more like the alien character than any kind of cute and lovable. He's not going to get plush creatures of him. I actually found myself enjoying this for people who want kind of a more or less family type movie, tells a good story, but with a little harder edge. This is kind of for those teenagers out there and maybe their parents to go see something. It's called Xeno. It's very, like I said, it's very limited in its release this week, but I had a good time with it. And over on Hulu, because I know, Mark, you were waiting for this story, and it's actually kind of a good movie. The new movie Swiped premieres over on Hulu. This is the story of Tinder.
Oh, wow.
Well,
okay. The creation of Tinder, the tech guys that created it, the woman who came along and had a real big part in marketing it and getting it out there and getting it up and running, called the founder by many, distance immediately, and it was in the middle of kind of an environment that, it wasn't very women-friendly. As she walked away, she created her own empire of another giant social media platform, which you'll see the movie. You'll see which one if you didn't know already. I like this. Lily James in the lead role as Whitney Wolf, who's the co-founder of Tinder and another big social media platform.
Huh.
Would that be Grindr?
No, actually, I'll give it to you. It's Bumble.
Oh, Bumble.
Oh,
okay.
Bumble. I mean,
so it was more of a female-centric platform versus, you know, she left Tinder, which is very a guy-centric platform, and a lot of unsolicited pictures that men would send along. Bumble is more about the women, and she wanted it to be a women-centric company, and she became bigger than life when it comes to all kinds of social media.
And you said that one's on Hulu, right?
That's on Hulu. Yeah, it's brand new. It's definitely worth your time.
Okay, outside of Black Rabbit, I'm going to need something else because I've wrapped up a couple other things recently, so I'm going to need a streaming show here. I hope they got some good ones coming out.
There's a couple good ones coming out.
Yeah. There's a lot out there.
The Savant is next week. That's a new Jessica Chastain one. We got some good movies coming down the pike on Apple TV Plus that really look like you will enjoy them. And a couple other series. I just started getting into The Last Frontier, which we can talk about starting 2 weeks from now.
What was the
morning show started?
Oh, the morning show. Is that season four?
It's up. Yeah, yep. I mean, it's going to be one a week, but it's up.
What's the Mark Ruffalo show we talked about last week? I watched Task, right?
I need to watch that.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I like his role in it quite a bit, but that's one where I think up until this point they had only released, well, maybe it's two episodes now, and then the third one will come out this weekend.
Oh, so I need to.
Yep.
Yeah,
one a week on that one.
I think you'll like that one, but that, you know, sometimes you get, I always just say it was okay, you know, because it gives you something to look forward to, but now I'm to the point where I'm frustrated if I can't watch more episodes, so that's why Black Rabbit might be the top choice this weekend. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleComicGuy.com.
Have a great week. We'll talk next Friday.
Go Chargers.
Frank, I wish I could say go Chiefs, but I'm a little worried, like I said. We'll talk football and baseball and other stuff with Frank Cusimano coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.